For example, as we will show, a materialist readily believes without any reliable evidence whatsoever that great spiritual leaders suffer from temporal lobe epilepsy, rather than that they have spiritual experiences that inspire others as well as themselves. Where spirituality is concerned, this experiential data is an embarrassment to narrow materialism. That is because a system like materialism is severely damaged by any evidence against it. Consequently, data that defy materialism are simply ignored by many scientists. For instance, materialists have conducted a running war against psi research, research on knowledge or action at a distance, such as extrasensory perception, telepathy, precognition, or telekinesis, for decades, because any evidence of psi's validity, no matter how minor, is fatal to their ideological system. Recently, for example, self-professed skeptics have attacked atheist neuroscience grad student Sam Harris for having proposed in his book entitled The End of Faith, 2004, that psi research has validity. Harris is only following the evidence, as we shall see, but in doing so, he is clearly violating an important tenet of materialism. Materialist ideology trumps evidence. But other challenges to materialism exist. Materialists must believe that their minds are simply an illusion created by the workings of the brain, and therefore that free will does not really exist and could have no influence in controlling any disorder. But non-materialist approaches have clearly demonstrated mental health benefits. The following are a few examples discussed in this book. Jeffrey Schwartz, a non-materialist UCLA neuropsychiatrist, treats obsessive-compulsive disorder, a neuropsychiatric disease marked by distressing, intrusive, and unwanted thoughts, by getting patients to reprogram their brains. Their minds change their brains. Similarly, some of my neuroscientist colleagues at the Université de Montréal and I have demonstrated via brain imaging techniques the following. Women and young girls can voluntarily control their level of response to sad thoughts, though young girls found it more difficult to do so. Men who view erotic films are quite able to control their responses to them when asked to do so. People who suffer from phobias, such as spider phobia, can reorganize their brains so that they lose the fear. Evidence of the mind's control over the brain is actually captured in these studies. There is such a thing as mind over matter. We do have willpower, consciousness, and emotions, and combined with a sense of purpose and meaning, we can effect change.